Airchecks.com.
Weather, periods of occasional rain continuing right through Sunday morning. Highs around 40, overnight lows in the 30s. The temperature in Queens 33, the Bronx 30, Brooklyn 32, Staten Island 31, and Newark 34. Right now in raining Midtown, 33 degrees. I'm Keith Berman, WXLO News.
Good morning, this is Don Regan for Michael Dineen. It's 821 on 98.7. Music just keeps coming on all the time. Curtis Mayfield with Superfly. XLO with Curtis Mayfield and Superfly. It's 8:24.
You know where winter really hits hardest? Inside
Cold. Oh, Black Gun is now playing at the DeMille Theater, Broadway and 47th Street.
WXLO.
It's 8:28. Good morning, sir. 98.7 coming through with Dawn and Candida from 70 right here on XLO.
Stars won't come out.
XLO, New York, rock on!
8:31, 33 degrees, and the rain is sprinkling down outside. This is Don Regan for Michael Dineen with Stevie Wonder and Superstition. Railroad says at 6:59 a.m. train from Croton Harbor to Grand Central Terminal broke down. It was pushed into the station by the 7:15 train from Croton North. Vehicular traffic remains extremely heavy on all major thoroughfares at this hour. So if you're driving, relax, take your time. You're going to have to anyway. It's 8:35, Knights in White Satin, Moody Blues on the Rock of New York.
Knights in White Satin.
WXLO.
Chances of freezing drizzle early this morning. Periods of rain during the remainder of today, tonight, tomorrow. Highs today around 40, low tonight, the upper 30s. Tomorrow's high, the upper 40s. Saturday mild with a chance of more rain. Right now, 33. Auburn's having never rains in Southern Cal at 8:41.
Got on.
XLO. Doing it for Davina Johnson of the Bronx. It never rains in Southern California. Don Regan for Michael Dineen with Albert Hammond.
It's 8:44. Temperature 33 degrees. Drizzling in Midtown. I'm Keith Berman. WXLO News are the top stories of the hour. The red delegations just simply got up and walked out of the weekly session of the Paris peace talks this morning to protest the renewed American bombing of North Vietnam. Hanoi and Viet Cong negotiators first read prepared statements and then left without an American reply. And Saigon correspondent Ken Englade has a report this morning on the latest Nixon ultimatum to Vietnam.
South Vietnamese sources say President Nixon has threatened to cut off military and economic aid to President Nguyen Van Thieu if a peace agreement.
With sixth-ranked Long Beach State, guard Ed Ratliff led the unbeaten 49ers to a 97-70 win over Jacksonville to win the first annual Nassau Classic out at the Coliseum. The Nixon administration will ask the new Congress to review the National Football League's antitrust status. The move was prompted when NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle yesterday told the president he could not lift the local blackout of upcoming playoff games. And in an effort to begin the new season with what he terms a clean slate, Baltimore Colts general manager Joe Thomas yesterday fired coach John Sandusky. The Colts were 4-5 under Sandusky after he replaced the fired Don McCafferty. WXLO News Time, 8:49.
I want to tell you something. If you're having an op, just pick up the phone, and they'll bring the party to you.
New York weather, periods of occasional rain continuing right through Sunday morning. Highs around 40, overnight lows in the 30s. The temperature in Queens 33, the Bronx 30, Brooklyn 32, Staten Island 31, and Newark 34. Right now in drizzly Midtown, 33 degrees. I'm Keith Berman, WXLO News.
This is Don Regan with more music on 98.7. It's 8:50 on your Thursday morning. Good morning to you. Don Regan here for Michael Dineen.
You know where winter really hits hard?
Lock and step. Petty from 1962 at 8:57. This is Bert Lever. This is the Locomotion on XLO.
Everybody's doing a friend. Come on, baby.
XLO, New York Rock On! 8:59 in the Big Apple. Don Regan right here for Michael Dineen. And do I have rock and roll for you. 33 degrees and drizzling outside. Here's Johnny Rivers with the rock and pneumonia and the boogie-woogie blue on a New York City Thursday.